We had every intention of revisiting this by the end of April, which is what we've been doing this week. The reality is that the county, the towns, and the villages are pretty much on the same page that we should either do one or the other all at one time. We can't have a piecemeal approach here, because what happens with that is that other people will go to the park that's all open to spend some time outside. So we are leaning towards opening the parks, but we need to have the state on board with us too, because they have state parks within Rockland County. And if we're not all on the same page, the parks will be overrun. And that's not exactly what we're looking to do. We want to have enough of park space for people to get out, enjoy some fresh air, be appropriate when it comes to social distancing. And we have a wrinkle also, and the wrinkle here is that while Westchester and Rockland are good neighbors, we have another neighbor that doesn't have a bridge between us, and that's called Bergen County. The New Jersey governor declared all state parks closed in New Jersey, which really threw me, because my understanding was that the state of New York and the governor were working with the other governors. And the impact upon Rockland County is people just driving over the border and coming to our parks in Rockland, state parks and local parks. So it's a bit of a quagmire, so we're hopeful to have this laid out by the end of the week. And again, the thought processes for the local leaders here in Rockland County are to open them up, but it's critical that we all do it at one time so we don't have an unwieldy impact upon any particular park. But Bear Mountain was a near disaster this past weekend because of that particular dynamic where Rockland Lake State Park was closed within Rockland County. So that is something I want people to know. We're not looking to go in any different direction. We're looking to very simply have a unified approach that does its best for the people of Rockland County and visitors here. We have some good things going on. I want to share some good things because it's important when we have crisis that we do that. The Rockland Gaelic Athletic Association is holding a food drive the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Friday. Am I in the right day? Have I lost it? Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday. From 4 to 6 p.m., I would just direct people to their website to get some directions and to get some information on what would be good to bring. And it's rocklandgaa.com, rocklandgaa.com. And also, I want a shout-out to my fellow first responders, and most of you do know I was with the NYPD for 20-plus years. MedRite is doing COVID-19 testing. It is free to first responders, police officers, healthcare workers, EMTs, corrections, firefighters. Bring official identification with you. I would direct you to a phone number to call if you want to get this testing, and you will be prioritized. You go to the head of the line to get the test. So this is the kind of respect that is critically important to those who are on the front line fighting this dreaded disease, and I want to acknowledge all of them for the heroism, which they will not say themselves, but I will be happy to say it. The number for MedRite is 845-271-6300, 845-271-6300. That's pretty much a good quick recap. We've done some work in tightening up for people to better understand what they should do should they be diagnosed or should they be testing positive. I could quickly do that. Mm-hmm. If you test positive for COVID-19 or you've been clinically diagnosed with COVID-19 and have symptoms, you must stay home for 7 days after the illness started and at least 3 days after being fever-free without medication. If you test positive for COVID-19 and have no symptoms, which is the one that gets people wondering, you should stay home for 7 days after the first COVID-19 diagnostic test and no symptoms develop. If symptoms develop, you go back to the what I mentioned earlier about what you should do and how long you should stay in. And if you test positive for COVID-19 and been designated by your employer or healthcare as an essential personnel, you must stay home regardless for at least 7 days after the illness started. And again, 3 days after you are fever-free without taking medicine. But however, when you come back to work, and this is pretty much all moot right now, you should wear a face mask at all times. And again, face masks often are designed better for keeping you from infecting others. And you should do that for 14 days after the illness started. So that's a quick recap, I guess, unless you folks have questions that you'd like to throw at me.
I just had one, the 845-271-6300 MedRight number. That's for first responders to get tested only, right?
No, actually, it's everybody. You can
it's
get
for everyone.
I should have been clearer. Everybody can get tested through MedRight if they're having difficulty getting a quick enough appointment up at Anthony Wayne Park, which is where we over in Rockland will get that testing through the state. Anybody can go there, but the courtesy being and the appreciation being offered is to those first responders and healthcare workers with no co-pays, no deductibles, co-insurance lab fees are all waived, and they will be brought to the front of the line when they respond there. So I would just say, again, call that number, obviously, to get that information. And, look, you know, people, you know, it's getting people having cabin fever, as witnessed by, I see cabin fever has entered your studio, listening to you early this morning. But you know something, as they're saying, you know, it's always darkest before the dawn. And, you know, we've gone through some tough times. I don't think anybody, and I heard the doctor earlier when you were interviewing him, nobody's ever seen this before. This is just something that nobody's ever seen. It's a period of time that is uncharted in so many ways. And I just tell people, we are going to be fine. I mean, we've conquered so many challenges in our lifetime, and our parents and grandparents also. That phrase, "as dark as before the dawn," means a lot. It meant a lot on December 7, 1941. And 1942 was a year in this country where we didn't know if we were going to come out the other side. But we fought and we won. We stuck together. We did the right thing. And I would just ask people right now, the right thing is very simple. It takes no sacrifice. Wear your mask or wear a cloth covering. It doesn't have to be a surgical mask. Wear a mask. When you dispose of this equipment, do it properly. Don't leave it on the ground somewhere and put somebody else at risk. Bring it to a garbage can and throw it away. The garbage pails are in the shopping center lots. They're all there. When you're out and about in parks, be cognizant of how close you are to other people. And again, and wash your hands. I mean, one of the simplest things to do, and you should be doing anyway, is wash your hands regularly and for 20 seconds, soap up, rinse off. And I don't think I'm giving people subjects that are difficult to do. This is not exactly a sacrifice. This is common sense. If we remain calm and steadfast in what we're trying to get done here, we're going to be fine. That's what Americans do, and that's what we're all about.
We're talking with Rockland County Executive Ed Day. I just have a quick follow-up to what you said before about the New Jersey folks coming over the line into, say, Bear Mountain State Park. You obviously can track that by the license plates. You can see they're all from New Jersey, or most of them. Is there any thought to actually putting people at the border of the states to keep them from coming in?
No, and that would be a kind of a draconian. However, we did discuss with the governor's staff yesterday. I did discuss directly with them. Is that this is a state park? We don't want to have to be draconian here and tell people you can't come in. You know, we share a lot in between New Jersey and New York, especially here in Rockland County. But the bottom line is that the governor of New York State has to understand those actions he's doing are supposed to be in cooperation with New York State. That is what I've been hearing every day from the governor of our state. How do you close the parks when our parks are still open? And there was actually a PowerPoint slide up that showed that. I mean, it really is beyond me how that's happening. So my suggestion to the staff of the governor's office was very simple. Have a conversation with Governor Murphy and say, look, at the very least, the parks that abut the state counties like Orange and Rockland, for example, which do abut New Jersey, you know, those parks should be open, just so we're on the same page. But if worse comes to worse and you're not going to work with us, we are certainly within our authority to bar New Jersey people from coming into the parks. So when they come up the park, guess what? People be asked for identification as New York residents, and if they're not, then they'll be turned away. It'll be a long drive for nothing. But that should be unnecessary. I'm hopeful there'll be cooperation between the two governors on this issue that affects Western Hudson counties tremendously.
All right. Thank you, sir, for the update. We'll have you back soon. Well, hopefully this all ends soon and we won't have you back. You know.
Well, I thought that's a little bit of a fair weather friend, Michael, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, I'm very inarticulate this morning, but I mean it in the best possible way.
We hope we never talk to you again.
Oh, right. Gosh, Casey, you're
but
killing
me. But we love you.
People don't know how far back we all go, but
many years.
You guys are just amazing, and just keep on doing what you're doing. Okay.
Thanks, Ed Day, Rockland County Executive. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. He has been, like, part of our family for the past more than 20 years, right?
Well, I think you roped him in when you were doing night rhythms back in the day, right?
Yes, and I think he was still a police officer then.
Yeah.
Wow. It's been many years.
Time for the WHUD Mercedes-Benz of White Plains traffic update. Get behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz. It's the Mercedes-Benz Spring Event at Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. Stop by or shop online at mbwhiteplains.com. Here's Candy.
Good morning. We have COVID-19 testing at the Glen Island Park. In New Rochelle, expect some extra delays along Wayman Avenue as you go into the park area. Also, as we travel Westchester Beeline buses, you must have a face covering now or you will not be allowed on the bus. Also, they're entering and exiting from the rear of the buses in our area as well. Ellenville Regional Hospital, COVID-19 testing Monday through Friday. They open at 9 a.m. and you do need an appointment. Also, no troubles on the Palisades heading down to the George Washington Bridge. Right lane construction now on the New York State Thruway coming south at the Westchester County bound side of the TAP. Also, 17 is sluggish getting into the construction in Monroe, eastbound from 130 to 130A. I'm Candy Roth on Westchester and the Hudson Valley's Music and Information Station 100.